every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It is NXT versus TNA Showdown tonight. And that is going head-to-head with AEW Dynamite Title Tuesday. 4.5 hours of Tuesday Night Wrestling. As the NXT show's usual 2 hours. Dynamite is going to be 2.5 hours, which is interesting, as we can talk about here a little bit later on. But anyway, we'll give you the lineup for both of those shows. Tomorrow, there is nothing on television, although there is a AEW Collision show, and we can tell you what is on that show. And then, of course, you know, we got everything coming up this weekend. It's a very busy weekend. We have got Bound for Glory. The go-home show for that is on Thursday. We have New Japan King of Pro Wrestling with Takeshi versus Zack Sabre for the world title. We got WWE Crown Jewel. Of course, we'll be talking about the go-home Raw show for Crown Jewel when we come back from the break. And then, of course, all of the other news as well. There's an update on Raja Jackson. He will be facing 2 charges. We'll tell you about that. Came out in the LA Times today. Roosh! Made an interesting comment today, of all days. We've got some notes on the Nielsen ratings and Max, as well as the TNA Hall of Fame. So if you want to join us here today, you can always text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, as well as F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Just grab a Cameo, by the way. There's always a good reason to get a Cameo. At 4W Online on Cameo. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Got a lot to talk about.
Do we now?
Well, you watched Raw, didn't you?
I did.
And I'm sure you got a lot to say about Raw.
It was a struggle to get through because I had a insanely busy day that occupied a lot of my evening, but I got through it.
Well, we'll get into that after a while. But, of course, tonight is the
showdown.
It's actually a triple showdown. We got NXT versus TNA versus AEW is what's actually going on. So this is what's happening, everybody.
The three major promotions are in a triangle war of sorts.
They are. NXT and TNA are directly facing off on the same show. Dynamite is on the other channel at the same time. And it's going 2.5 hours. Now, I got to mention this here. So it's one of those things in wrestling, you know, you do stuff and then, you know, there's a result. And then you should look at the result and decide whether you want to do it again. You know what I'm saying? So Dynamite went, last week's Dynamite also went 2.5 hours because it was, what was the special thing last week? Anyone remember? I can't remember what the deal was. But anyway.
Sixth anniversary.
Oh, yeah, the sixth anniversary show. So, of course, you know, these numbers, it's the whole new way of rating the shows, which is kind of actually killing professional wrestling. But forget the actual overall show number because comparisons don't work anymore for any of these shows. But we can look at how did the rating go up and down during the course of the 2 hours. And what happened last week is they went an extra half hour and the show died. In that extra half hour, they were actually very steady for the first hour and 45 minutes. So let's see here. Yeah, Dynamite on TBS. All the way from the Young Bucks opening angle opened at 5:43. And they stayed pretty much steady all the way through the 9:30 hour when they were at 4:77. Which sounds low, but they started at 5:43, so they were only down about 50,000 viewers over the course of the entire first hour and 45 minutes. And then they lost 70,000 viewers for the main event, which for those of you that don't remember, well, not the main event, the 9:45 segment, the normal main event time, was the Gates of Agony versus the Swirl. That died. They dropped down to 402,000. And then over the course of the next 30 minutes, they lost almost another 100,000 viewers. They ended up at 338,000 viewers for the end of the show. So anyway, the point is, that last half hour, the extra half hour, I should say, was not of value at all. If you look at the overall number of Dynamite, it hurt the show a lot. So, of course, you know where I'm going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight's Title Tuesday is an extra half hour as well. So, anyway, I presume the final half hour will also die, but, you know, just got to keep doing the same things over and over. So, tonight has two title matches. Kyle versus Kyle for the TNT title. Fletcher versus O'Reilly.
Both these Kyles relives.
Yeah, both these Kyles. We got Mercedes Moné against a local wrestler from Florida. Orange Cassidy versus Pac. The Demand versus the Hurt Syndicate in a street fight. Brodito versus Okada and Takeshita, double jeopardy, meaning there's no titles on the line, but if anybody beats anybody else, that person's title is going to end up being on the line in the future. John Moxley versus Ishii, Jurassic Express in action, and Samoa Joe and Hangman Page go face-to-face. So I do not expect this show to do well at all. I mean, they have promoted NXT. Whatever you think about the booking, and I've had a lot to say about it, they have promoted it very hard. It's on its normal night. Dynamite is not on its normal night. It doesn't have a huge lineup. So I think it's going to be pretty one-sided shellacking here.
Well, Dynamite will be a good show, but any time a show moves to a different day, you're at a huge disadvantage. Nobody needs to get bent out of shape. If Dynamite were to beat NXT, that would be something newsworthy.
That would be very newsworthy.
But if NXT wins, it's their night. It's a big show. And next week, we're back to different nights again. So nobody needs to get too upset.
So everyone's asking about Santos Escobar. And, brother, he could be there tonight. His deal expired. He doesn't have a no-compete. He literally could have signed at 12:01 a.m. with AEW. And there was a quote, well, from him. He basically tweeted out, like, forward in Spanish. And then Roosh actually did a tweet. The time has come for LFI to get bigger. We will rule the world. That's what he wrote today. So I think, I'm not reporting this. I just want to make that abundantly clear.
You're reporting that you think it, not that it's happening.
I think there's a very good chance Andrade, or not Andrade, I'm sorry, he's already there. Santos Escobar shows up tonight. Which actually, I bring up Andrade because I'd been asked, like, do you really sign this guy? You just signed Andrade. It's been like a week or two. Like, and to me, yeah.
Hey, that Don Callis family needs members.
Well, I think that LFI should get even bigger. So you'd have Roosh, Realistico, Mortos, Sammy Guevara, Santos, and I guess if you wanted to, Andrade as well. And then they could actually take over. You could have tag teams. You could have six-mans. You could actually do something with some of these guys like Roosh, who are underutilized, and Beast Mortos, obviously, is underutilized. I think there's a chance he shows up tonight because it is, you know, it is a live show. It is a battle. It ain't much. You may as well do something to, like, get people talking. Maybe they'll hear about it and switch the channel. Who knows? But I think there's a decent chance that happens tonight.
It was a big part of the Monday Night War, and what made it interesting was the jumping back and forth.
Yes.
So I could certainly see doing it for the sake of having it appear like more people are jumping one direction than the other.
Then we've got the NXT TNA Showdown with Team NXT, Ricky Saints, Trick Williams, Miles Bourne, and Javon Evans versus TNA's Mike Santana, Frankie Kazarian, Moose, and Leon Slater. And they have added Joe Hendry, or Joe Henry, as we sometimes like to call him.
Like I predicted.
As the guest referee. Team NXT Women, JC Soul, Jada, and Lola against Team TNA's Kalani Jordan, The Inspiration, and Mara Sade with Jordan Grace as the guest referee. We've got NXT Tag Champs Dark State versus the Hardys, TNA Tag Team Champions, all belts on the line. And I presume, because they've announced the Dudleys will be there, that the Dudleys show up after the Hardys win and put them through tables because they got that match coming up this weekend.
And I hope to heavens that they plug BFG.
Yeah, they will. I would be stunned if they did not. And then we got Ethan Page. Actually, I think they will for sure because they've already kind of plugged it because they've talked about how Leon Slater and Javon are wrestling on that show. So you'll get a plug one way or the other. Ethan Page, Mustafa Ali, and that is the lineup for the show. So, man, there's a lot going on tonight. And we will be doing... So normally we do Observer Radio Wednesday night after Dynamite. But these shows are head-to-head tonight. There's no way I can get everything watched and do everything I need to do and do the show tonight. But Dave and I will be up tomorrow morning at about 9:30 or 10 a.m. And we'll do Wednesday's show early to cover all of this and more. So anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, back on the show. Any other comments on NXT versus TNA tonight, Lance?
No, I'm just looking forward to it.
Mm. All right. Great.
What's there to comment? It'll be a good show.
How do you think this is going to play in a Bound for Glory? What would you do, since you don't know what's going on ever?
Well, again, I think it's important in the men's match to have interaction and hype for Javon and Leon. And I think it's very important to, in the post-match of the tag team match, have at least a face-to-face stare down with the Hardys and Dudleys, because it's in front of a predominantly WWE audience, which Dudley's versus Hardy's would mean the most for. So if you're going to send new viewers to Bound for Glory, I think the Dudley's Hardy's hype is going to be a big draw. So I'm hoping that really gets a strong plug and sends some people live in attendance to the building in Lowell, Mass, and some people to either TNA Plus app or pay-per-view to see this thing.
Well, I'm looking at this Bound for Glory show, and of course, as I looked at the showdown card, I tried to do my who beats who math, and I concluded that we got to split it 50-50, and so Team TNA, which is all TNA wrestlers, they're going to lose. So Team NXT, the males win that one. And then for the females, the Team TNA side is really all, it's WWE alumni, basically. So they'll win that one. That's TNA's win. And then the Hardys, they're alumni, so they'll win the title match. And then Ethan Page beats Ali.
They're also the biggest stars on the show.
I look at this like it's still, there's no reason. Bro, it's 2025, okay? It's not, even the 90s it was stupid. In the early 2000s when they did WWF versus WCW and WWF owned WCW and ECW, and they still had to put their own guys over. It doesn't matter. Like, if you are a fan of NXT and you do some NXT TNA matches and, like, TNA guys are allowed to win, you really think that your fans are going to stop watching your show and go watch TNA? Of course not. It's stupid, but we still have this ego. And so I look at that lineup and I'm like, it made no sense on television. It was stupid, but I see why they did it. So politically, they really win every match, even though it's 50-50. So now I'm looking at Bound for Glory. And the reality is, I think finally we're going to see some stuff happen. It's been a long time. So there are a number of matches here on this show, and tying it all together, I believe that Mike Santana is going to win the TNA title from Trick. That's your TNA win. I believe that Indy Hartwell is beating Kalani Jordan. That's your TNA win. Because really, Kalani was never supposed to be champion. This whole thing was a whole rigmarole. It was supposed to be
Ash.
It was supposed to be Ash
versus Indy.
But then we had, like, what? Anyway, the whole thing went down. So, you know, I think that Kalani was never supposed to even be in this match or be champion. So I think Indy wins. So now it's 50-50.
And how? Then Indy's a TNA person, and Mike Santana's an Indy person. That's 2-0.
Oh, well, yeah, so 2-0. But then I think that the Hardys, obviously the titles aren't on the line. But anyway, with the whole thing, the whole point of this is Javon ain't winning. He ain't winning. He's losing to Leon Slater. It's just the way it is. I could have told you that without even doing all this mathematical shenanigans, but he's losing to Leon Slater. Guess that means that since the Hardys have the TNA titles, Kalani could beat Indy. So that's possible as well. But I think they're going to find a way to 50-50 it there as well. So You know, it could also do is...
With Kalani just winning the title and Indy getting her first Knockouts Championship title shot, it's certainly within the cards that they could start a Kalani Indy program here and not switch the belt.
True.
Or again, depending on what Kalani's commitments are back in NXT or WWE, they might need to get her off our show. So I think that's a match that could definitely go either way.
All right. Roger Jackson will face two charges concerning his August attack on indie wrestler Psycho Stu Smith. First reported by the LA Times, Jackson will be charged with one count of felony battery that caused serious bodily injury.
It did.
And one count of misdemeanor battery. I never understand these things when they... How can you have a felony battery and also a misdemeanor battery for the same beating?
Is the misdemeanor for the spine buster and the felony for the ground and pound?
I don't know. Like it's a good question.
I think it's probably a case of it's going to allow the judge or the jury to either charge him as a felony because they think it's super, super serious, or they could acquit him on the felony charge but convict him on the misdemeanor charge if they still want to punish him but not go all the way.
It actually is possible that one of them was the spine buster, as silly as that sounds, because the LA Times wrote, prosecutors will seek a sentencing enhancement because Jackson allegedly caused Stuart Smith to suffer great bodily injury. Smith, known as Psycho Stu in the ring, lost several teeth and suffered a laceration to his lip during the attack, which saw Jackson body slam the wrestler and then punch him in the head and face more than 20 times. So I guess it's possible the slam is the misdemeanor, although I don't get it.
I think it just allows them to throw the book at him, so to speak, if they think it's serious enough and charge him with a felony. And if they decide he should be punished, but let's not go overboard here because it was a pro wrestling match, then they can go misdemeanor.
I guess, but I mean, if you watched it, it's like, I see nothing misdemeanor about this. I mean,
no, it was...
it's all on
punches
tape.
Were awful violent.
Yeah, it's all filmed start to finish. I mean, I don't see how I don't see any way he just like gets off. There's just too much evidence. It's all right there. Everybody has seen it. So, see what happens, but that's what he's been charged with. Felony and misdemeanor battery. There's a note from WrestleNomics, which comes as no surprise, but Max viewership is not included in the Nielsen ratings for Dynamite or Collision.
I think
we knew that. At some point it might be, but now it is not. So Dave wrote regarding Big Data and Panel, Nielsen now combines data from its traditional panel homes with information from internet-connected smart TV set-top boxes, other devices. Updated methodology also accounts for viewing in public settings, bars, restaurants, which was a significant factor previously difficult to measure. Formerly, most of the data came from 40 to 45,000 Nielsen homes. Now there is data from more than 45 million homes and 75 million devices, which will provide far more data. You know what is like... I don't know, man. I'm going to make some people really mad, but you know what? Too bad. So
not the first time.
You know how we always talk about these wrestling ratings? And as TV changes and everything, we've seen like the wrestling ratings have gone down and down. I'll just give you a good example. When Dynamite debuted, their very first show did 1.4 million viewers, okay? And then, like, the very next show, it was, like, 1.1, and then it was down below a million. And, you know, people have been doing the whole, when's it gonna get a million? You know, this whole stupid thing. And so then everyone gets in fights. And this is for WWE as well. Like, when they debuted, like, people forget, their first SmackDown on Fox did 4 million viewers. They never came close to that again. The first show always does sky high, And then it settles in about 3 weeks later, okay? But everyone, you know, if you hate AEW, you got to bring up, well, they started at 1.4 million. If you hate WWE, well, SmackDown started at 4 million. So anyway, everybody does the same thing, okay? Well, on both sides, if you're a fan and you want to defend it, what does everybody always say? I've heard this for years and years and years. Well, you know, people watch TV differently now. AEW, WWE, whatever, they got a lot of viewers, but now people watch on their device or they watch on this. I heard this for years. The reason the ratings were down was because people were watching it in different ways. Do you remember this? I heard this for years. Well,
still hear it.
Now they've actually changed to this big data plus panel, and literally what this is monitoring all of those other things. And do you know what's happened? The ratings for all the wrestling shows are way down. So in fact, what it sounds like is what everyone claimed is actually the opposite. Wrestling fans don't watch on all of these other things. They were just watching on television. Obviously, you know, it's a blanket statement. Some people are watching on this or that or whatever. But the idea that vast numbers of people are watching through all of these different means, and that's why the television ratings were slowly declining, that's not the case. It's the case with, like, everything but wrestling. Good God Almighty. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How in the world did that rant that I just go on, how was that choosing one side over the other? Are you kidding me? Every single wrestling promotion is down. Every single wrestling promotion has less fans than they've ever had before, probably.
Fewer.
Less.
Fewer.
So that's it. Dynamite has fewer fans. Collision, Raw, SmackDown, well, NXT, TNA.
They actually have the same fans. It's just the previous method.
No, yes, that I'm talking over the last
number.
5 years, over the last 10 years, over the last 30 years. Guys, there probably were a good 10 million people watching wrestling during the Monday Night Wars every Monday night. There aren't 10 million people watching any show. If you add all of them up, I'm not even sure there's 10 million for every single solitary show. But that doesn't mean that wrestling is dead, okay? If you want to be a successful wrestling company, honestly, it isn't even the number of viewers. This goes for Dynamite and Raw. All it means is you have to provide a product where enough people are willing to pay enough money to keep you. This is any business, not just wrestling, okay? It doesn't matter how many people are watching on Max. It doesn't matter how many people are watching on Netflix. It doesn't matter how many people are watching on TV. What matters is, do they run Monday Night Raw and sell 11,000 tickets at high prices? Yes. Did they make billion-dollar television deals that are going to... 10-year deals, if I recall. Yes. Did Dynamite sign a whatever it was, $250 million or whatever it was through 2027? Yes. How many people are watching TNA? I have no earthly idea. The number could be 500 people in the world. If they can get...
that's low.
If they can get a $30 million annual deal for television on the CW, and they can manage to sell X number of tickets and be profitable on their shows or whatever, then who cares? They stay in business and they're a success. That's it. So what are we all fighting about here? It's just simple business. WWE could have 7 people watching on Netflix every week. Who cares? They got a $1 billion deal, and all the wrestlers are making a lot of money. And those 7 people have 5,000 friends each that buy tickets to all of these shows at gigantic ticket prices. So, like, who cares? It's going to be fine. But it's not what it used to be in terms of overall fandom in, except maybe CMLL. They actually might be doing, like, really well.
Just watch and support the wrestling product you enjoy and enjoy it.
Yeah. Everyone shut up about it. Okay. What did you think? We are talking about Raw. Roman Reigns came down to the ring, and he's interrupted by Paul Heyman and Bronson Reed. And long story short, they are going to have an Australian street fight at the pay-per-view. They ended up having a big brawl afterwards. And interestingly enough, Roman Reigns got the better of the brawl. And this is the go-home show. So brought this up with Dave last night. They are in Australia. Bronson Reed is, I mean, he's a hometown guy. It's a street fight. That means anybody can interfere, anybody can run in, anybody can get involved.
You could hit the dude with a dingo.
I think Bronson might be winning this match. I know that sounds hard to believe, but I think it's possible.
I think it would do way more positive for him than the loss would do negative for Roman, so I certainly wouldn't object to it. You want to put a dude on a map, this is a chance to really do it.
And Roman could easily survive a loss. It doesn't matter. Somebody can interfere to lead to a program with him, or somebody could, some interference could backfire, you know. Jey Uso could screw up running down, or I mean, there's a million things that you can do. But to me, it's like Bronson is a top guy, but he is slotted as the top guy that's going to be doing the jobs. And even though Braun's actually done a fair amount of jobs, I think you need to give the guy some big time credibility in that group. And I think a win over Roman would do it. So that's my prediction. Adam Pearce met with Asuka. And Asuka has now forced Kairi to face Io Sky tonight. Io does not want to. Asuka slaps her.
Kairi,
whatever. God, how many people are involved in this thing? Asuka slaps Kairi because Kairi doesn't want to face Io in this feud with Rhea. Got it? I thought the segment was great. Tell me about Becky and Maxine. Where to begin, Lance?
Yeah, and this is a philosophy, and maybe I'm old and outdated, but I would rather see an extremely well-executed basic match than a match where they try to do more than basics. And to that end, because I am a stickler for safety, the power bomb that Maxine gave Becky,
hideous,
was executed not well, and because of it, not only did Becky land harder than she should have, she also smashed her head. And it's a common thing with wrestling, and some people just instinctively get it right away, others have to be taught. But giving her the bomb like she did, you can tell she's thinking about what she has to do. Okay, I'll pick her up and then I sit out, rather than what she has to do to Becky. Because she needs to start bumping Becky first and get her flat and then follow with her own. But she landed first, which makes the mat come back up at Becky when she collides. And Becky also didn't get flat, which leads to the whiplash and the smashing of the head. She may be fine. It's not like wrestlers don't bang their head. But with concussion concerns and protocols, I get worried.
I watched this match and I was watching it early on, and I thought, is Becky trying to call a match in the ring with Maxine? It sounds like complete madness to try that. But, I mean,
I think it was,
long headlocks. It was push them into the corner, and they had a conversation there before the next spot. It was weird early. And then they had a very simple comeback, but my God, this place got into this comeback. And then they had a hideous finish, which was they do this boom, 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 all these great moves, and the place is going nuts thinking maybe Maxine's going to beat her because Becky at one point kicked out at three, and then Becky just threw her outside and beat her up for like two straight minutes and then was being cocky and got counted out. I thought that finish absolutely sucked.
Well, you shortchanged the story in that there were the point where Becky got in to break the count and bullied Jessica Carr. And she yelled at Becky to get out of her face. And then when Becky went out the next time, once Maxine rolled in, Jess fast counted the last two. I would not
this
be
makes
surprised
it even worse
if they are going to reward Jessica Carr with a main roster match against Becky.
Oh, my God. I
She's
would
a
be
worker.
Very surprised. I mean, it's possible.
But it was definitely an angle between the ref and Becky, because Becky bullied her in the corner over the counting out, and then when she rolled out, watch the count.
Well, I saw that, but I think it was less an angle with the referee and more an added, like, protect Becky, even though she's losing to Maxine. So not only did she get screwed by the referee, but she wasn't paying attention. Like, I don't know, I didn't like it.
If she gets screwed by the referee, then she's the baby face.
Well, I know. I didn't like any of the way they did the finish. I think the finish should have been, give Maxine big move, big move, big move, big move, big move. And then Becky, like, pulls the tights with the feet on the ropes, cheats to win because she was about to lose. I think that would have got Maxine over way bigger than this crappy finish. Am I wrong? We had a bunch of other segments here. Roman and Jey and Jimmy are all having problems. And then Lyra and Roxanne with Bailey at ringside, which a bunch of shenanigans outside with Raquel and Bailey, and Roxanne hit the Pop Rocks, got the win. And then Bailey gets all angry, gets all heelish, and tells Lyra to come with her. They're going to beat him up backstage, which they do in a very violent manner. This show has gotten really weird. It's okay to have, like, all right, this babyface is acting heelish. Like, it's okay to do that every now and then, but it's like everything on the show now is like this. The main angle, we're not going to have time to review this whole show, so I'm just going to get to the point. The main angle involves CM Punk, Jey Uso, LA Knight, and Jimmy, okay? Everybody involved in this is a total jerk to each other. They're all acting heelish, but they're all baby faces. And then you've got, like, you know, Becky gets screwed in a match with Maxine. And then you've got Bailey as a baby face, but she's also a heel. That's actually the gimmick. And now she's convincing Lyra to act heelish. I don't know, man. It's just too much on one show. The whole Io Kairi thing, Kairi's a heel, but she's with a heel who's forcing her to be a heel, even though she's a babyface. Like, any one of these would be fine. But we've got all of them on the show all at the same time.
Yeah, they're all interesting intellectual stories, but they aren't emotional stories that you can really invest in, because it's sort of the, well, I'm curious to see what happens, rather than being emotionally invested in the outcome, which is, again, okay in smaller doses, but I think it's a lot when it's all up and down the card.
Well, yeah, but the main event is the Usos versus LA Knight and CM Punk. Four babyfaces, all acting heelish. And this it's actually very much like the SmackDown tag division was for a while, where they loaded up that SmackDown tag division with all of these, like, great teams. It's like, oh my God, what a division they're going to have. But what they did instead was they all just wrestled each other over and over again. They all traded wins. And it was like there was no standout team. Everyone was just in the... And here, okay, Jay wants a world title. LA wants a world title. Punk wants a world title. The Usos, Jimmy wants the tag titles, I guess. I presume he wants the world title. I like that everybody wants the world title, but as I watch the feud, it's just like, okay, well, this guy got pinned this week. This guy got pinned last week. This guy got pinned this week. This guy's mad at this guy. This guy's mad at the other guy. They're all acting heelish, and they all want to go after the title, which is held by a heel. I don't care about this feud at all. Like, I'm not invested in it in any way. I don't care which one gets the shot. It's like, is someone going to turn? I don't know, man. This week, I guess who got pinned this week? Jay. Jay got pinned. Jey Uso just got pinned. Like, okay.
It's like the Super Bowl with two teams that you don't have a particular investment in who wins. It's like, oh, it's the Super Bowl, I'll watch, but you don't have that guttural emotional investment in your guy, because all of them can be your guy.
Well, also, they're all acting like jerks, so there's not even anyone that I want to see get the shot. There should be someone you're rooting for.
Yes.
Like, oh, I want to root for this LA Knight. Oh, well, he just laid out Jimmy, who I like. Oh, okay, I guess. But then, and now he lost. I don't know. I don't like it at all, dude. And then we had the Judgment Day and Penta, AJ, and Dragon Lee. AJ and Dragon Lee, team of AJ Lee. They they got the win. AJ hit JD with the Styles Clash and cut a promo on John Cena. And it was a funny promo. He built up the match just by saying, we don't need a story. It writes itself. I promise we'll leave it in the ring. It'll kick ass. That was his promo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. How'd you like that Alabama? Not only did they do my most hated move, the Alabama Slam, but it was an Alabama Slam in that Kyrie Io match on the edge of the ring apron.
Yeah, pretty much the back of her head to the ring apron. I saw that and thought that there's a chance she could have broken her neck or got knocked out and concussed. She seemed to be okay. She didn't show any ill effects. Am I right in thinking it was done during the break and they replayed
it? It was. It was during the break and they replayed it.
I'm surprised they replayed it, to be honest. But she took an Alabama Slam later in the match, too. I hope she's okay. And I commented when I saw it online. It's like, please stop doing this. It's just too high risk, too dangerous. Please stop.
I don't want to blame the victim. I guess I kind of am, though. So Kyrie had her up, and if you watch it, it's like Kyrie doesn't move forward very fast. It's almost like Io just decided, I'm going to, like, lean back. I don't know, man.
Well, you want to lean back, but it's the distance you are from the apron when you start delivering the move. And the thing that's really dangerous is that Kyrie's head is underneath her, so she can't even watch until she connects to see where she is.
I know.
It's blind. It's dangerous.
All right, everybody. We're out of time. We'll be back later on tonight. The Brian and Vinny Show. We've got 20 years ago on TNA Impact. You can watch it on TNA Plus. I believe they might also be on YouTube. But you can check those, check that out tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, head to the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.